Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 6, we were talking about the everlasting, unchanging characteristics of God. Let's continue that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
An oath of confirmation looks at the disputes of life and settles them. For example, let's imagine I go to Sears and Roebuck or some other store of that nature to buy a vacuum cleaner. And I want one that's dependable. So I say to the salesperson, it needs to last me a year, at least a year, with no breakdowns or troubles. And so she shows me one, and she says, this vacuum cleaner is the best one, and I think it'll do what you want. And then she shows me the price. And I say, wow, that's a lot of money for that machine. What if it breaks down in 8 months? I'll pay a fortune to get it fixed. She then shows me the company guarantee. And the written guarantee ends the strife about the machine, because that means all of Sears or all of that company stands behind it. The company guarantor is higher than both me and the lady who sells the machine. Until then, it's her word against my questioning her word. Who is she to make the guarantee? She personally won't fix it. Well, in like matter, Satan can dispute about my soul and my worthiness, and really make many strong and logical arguments. But you see, my salvation rests not upon my arguments, not upon my worthiness, not upon my logic. My salvation rests upon the promises of God. My friend, if you are truly saved, your salvation rests upon the promises of God, and I hope that you know that. And so that takes us to verse 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Now he shows that the oath is to the heirs of his promise, not to the world. It's to the heirs of his promise. In other words, those that are saved. And it is by the immutability of his counsel. Now, that word immutable means unchanging. Now, as I just illustrated previously, that about Sears standing behind the guarantee of their product. But what if Sears goes out of business? Then my product breaks down. Doesn't matter if they stood behind it, because now they're not there. But you see, my God is from everlasting to everlasting. Scriptures tell us that he says, I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So he's everlasting. He's never going to go out of business, my friend. And he confirmed it by an oath. You know, the word confirmed there in the Greek was a legal term. It means to act as a mediator between litigating or covenanting parties. In God's promise to man, after the unchanging counsel which took place in the Trinity of God, God in the person of Jesus Christ mediated between man and his own holiness, God's own holiness, in order that whosoever will may come, that whosoever will may drink of the water of life freely, that whosoever will may be saved, while at the same time allowing the very holiness of God to be completely satisfied. As Jesus Christ placed his own shed blood upon the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies of heaven. The holiness of God had to be satisfied. Man could not measure up on his own part, nor could he of himself be an acceptable sacrifice that would satisfy the holiness of God. You see, in order to be an acceptable sacrifice, you had to be without sin. And so, even if I was willing to die for the sins of the world, I could not, because I'm not an acceptable sacrifice. Jesus Christ, who was God in heaven, God is the Spirit, and God, in the person of Christ, left heaven, came upon Mary through the Holy Spirit, and was formed inside the womb of Mary. He was without human father, but the Father in heaven formed his physical human body, so that when he was born to Mary in that day, he was the Son of God. Sinless, without a sin nature. And he was tried for 33.5 years and never sinned one time. And therefore, only he was an acceptable sacrifice for our sins, the sacrifice, the only sacrifice that would satisfy the holiness of God. And yet God's love is such that he desired to give man eternal life. But in giving man eternal life, he did not want to degenerate even one ounce his holiness in that process. So in the unchanging counsel of the Godhead, the cross, through the mediation of the Lord Jesus Christ in his humanity, became the satisfaction for God and man. Now all we need is reconciliation through that cross. Listen as I read from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 15 through 21. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now understand, my friend, reconciliation is to God. We really don't meet him halfway. He is the standard to which we must be reconciled. Now, I remember in days gone by, the end of the day, the workers in the bank would sit there and all the figures would be tallied. And if they came up just a penny short, they went through everything to find where they lost that penny. Maybe there's a wrong addition. Maybe there's a wrong subtraction. But they would do whatever they had to do. If they had to stay there 3 or 4 hours, they'd stay there 3 or 4 hours till they found that penny. There was an exact number and the accounts had to be reconciled to that exact number. God Almighty is absolutely holy. He's of pure eyes and to look on iniquity. So therefore, we had to be reconciled to Him. But to reconcile us unto Him, our sin had to be paid for and removed. That's why John the Baptist in John 1 sees Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." We could not approach unto God if we did not have Jesus Christ, who was God in the flesh. And just as God pledged Himself to Abraham, He has pledged Himself to us. And that pledge is a pledge that is as secure as His word. And His word is forever settled in heaven, we're told. In the Old Testament, there were cities of refuge. If you killed someone else accidentally, you could flee to the city of refuge for safety from an avenger. But you'd have to stay there until the high priest died. Then you could go free. Now think of Abraham. Abraham did not see the promises right away. But today, the day in which you and I live, think of the number of His children. There are many nations. Israel still exists. And His promises to Abraham for eternity, in the body, in heaven, where moth or rust cannot corrupt us. And Abraham did not get to enter into those promises this side of heaven. He looked for a city whose builder and maker was God, but now he's with the Lord. He lived his life based on those promises, and now he's entered into the promises. When our great high priest died on the cross for us, our guilt was forever gone, and we are forever free, secured by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, so that He might go and apply that blood in our behalf at the mercy seat in heaven. So we read in verse 18 that by these two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no grace. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.